From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. 5 U.S. states hold presidential primary elections Tuesday. Voters in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island are expected to give a majority of convention delegates to frontrunners Donald Trump, a Republican, and Hillary Clinton, a Democrat.
I was a registered Democrat up until this election. I'm one of those jumped for Trump girls.
I decided to vote it based on someone who fought for civil rights, someone who represents the people that look like me today.
I think the major issue of our time right now is the immigration, and it's the illegal aliens, and Europe seeing what can happen if you don't have your borders.
Voters in Connecticut. Spain's King Felipe met Tuesday with political leaders in a last resort attempt to break an electoral deadlock. The king concluded that none of the political parties has enough support to form a government, and that the nation will have new elections on June 26th. The vote will be a rerun of an inconclusive election held last December. South Sudan rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital Tuesday after 2.5 years of civil war and was sworn in as the country's top vice president. Jason Patinkin reports.
Riek Machar fled Juba 2.5 years ago as South Sudan's war broke out. Now he's come back and has taken up the post of first vice president under President Salva Kiir. Machar and Kiir's forces have waged a brutal war against each other since December 2013, a few months after the president fired Machar as his deputy. The two men signed a peace deal last year, but implementation has been slow, with fighting continuing in some areas. Machar's return raises prospects that the deal can start taking effect. Jason Patinkin, Juba.
And this is VOA News.